Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisa.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike Zahn, Francesa on the Fan, on the 21st day of September, on a kind of overcast, chilly day as summer drifts into fall. So that summer that we all were waiting for has come and gone, as it usually does very quickly. Autumn is here, and before you know it, we'll be worried about things like snow and wind chill, but not yet. First, we have some October to go through and some baseball to finish up over the next couple of days. We'll get into the baseball after the Red Sox got a chance to celebrate on Yankee Stadium turf last night, and the Yankees could not complete the sweep. That will be part of the program, obviously, as the last 10 days will be about whether or not the Yankees can hold off the A's, who are knocking on the door to get the home field for that wild card. And that last week for the Yankees will be a very interesting one in Tampa and then with the Red Sox. And we begin, of course, with the start of week three, which began last night with a tough second half performance from the Jets and their young quarterback as Cleveland finally got to celebrate a win. I mean, enough with the celebration. I mean, you know, that kind of win to me just draws attention to how inept you've been. But hey, be that as it may, let the good folks in Cleveland have their fun and let them dream about their new team and their new quarterback. And they can do that for a couple of days and have a little time to kind of just glow and just have a chance to experience victory for the first time in a very, very long time. For the Jets, it was a rough outing. It really was. It was a game that they could have easily won. It was a game that if they had been smarter, if they had taken care of the ball better, if they had made some plays, could have been a different outcome. Instead, they were outplayed in the second half, made a lot of mistakes, did a lot of dumb things. Their young quarterback forced the issue on a couple of occasions, which is going to happen, especially when he gets behind. And they went on to a tough, close loss against the Browns last night. So from the Cleveland standpoint, good for them. From the Jets standpoint, back to the drawing board. And this season, you know, to me, I can't really get worked up about it. They're not a very talented team. They still have a lot of places they need to improve the team. Wide receiver is clearly one of them. I mean, you saw the difference last night, the plays that were made by the Brown targets versus the plays that were made by the Jets. The Jets are having trouble getting the ball down the field. Their receivers are having trouble getting off the line of scrimmage. So from that standpoint, they're being very conservative in their approach. All that leads to too much of what you saw from the Jets last night and leads to not enough offense. And Cleveland does have some defensive players. They really do. Their defense is not bad. Not bad at all, as a matter of fact. And you saw some of that in the matchups against the Jets last night, particularly in the second half. So the Jets get beat for the second straight time. What I do like is that Sam is not afraid to take the blame. He doesn't get rattled by what happens. He doesn't have a problem with, you know, just even approaching the way it goes. He understands how the NFL works already. You can tell that. He understands that the, you know, what the quarterback's responsibility is and all this stuff. So from that standpoint, I think it's all part of his growing and maturation. It's part of the franchise's growing with him. It's basically something they're going to go through a lot this year. He needs to have better players around him. He needs to have better offensive line play around him. He needs to have better wide receiver play around him. He has to play better, which I think he will. And that will be the step they take towards this year. There'll be good days like they were in Detroit. There'll be bad days like they've been the last couple of weeks. I'm not surprised by any of it. It's pretty much what I expected. I expected there to be close losses. I'm not surprised the way the game went last night. I'm not surprised the way the Dolphin game went. To me, he's acting the way you would hope he would act. He is responding the way you would hope he would respond. To me, even at the end of the game, a couple of the positive plays he made are things that, to me, I like to see. Just listen, I expected that last drive to end on an interception. I absolutely did. I said he might hit a couple of plays, and he hit a good pass play to get the drive started. It's not the way you want to start a drive. You want to start a drive with a sure thing. That's the drive starter. That play's too tough a play for a drive starter. It worked, but that's not your typical drive starter. The drive starter is the play that just gets you going, and it's the little dink, little ball in the flat that just gets the drive going. Just get people's feet moving, just get everybody moving and everybody, you know, at the right tempo. That's the drive starter. But those drives with young quarterbacks usually end in him trying to force the issue, getting the ball back as they did again at the end of the game after the punt. Again, that one, you're throwing that up the only place he can, to the sideline. They know it's going to the sideline. It's probably going to get intercepted. That's not, again, those are not big deals. You know, you're not protecting, you're not trying to protect your statistics there. Go out and play the game. Don't worry about those plays. I mean, they mean nothing to me. They really do. There's some plays in the game that he's got to be better at. There's some things that he has got to be careful of. You know, late middle stuff, you got to be, you know, he's got to realize when you can and when you can't. He's got to realize late middle after you don't know where all the pieces on the board are anymore. After you've tried to get away from a rush and after you've rolled and now you stop and now you're going to throw back across into the middle of the field. That is a license to get burned almost every time because you don't know where the pieces are anymore. You don't know where the defenders are. The guy you thought you knew where he was, he's not there anymore. You miss this guy because you couldn't see him. So those plays are the ones you don't really want. You don't want young quarterbacks stopping and throwing back across their body into the middle of the field. Those are usually a license for trouble. That's all there is to it. You know. But you see some... In each drive, I see some promise. I see a third down play that he makes on the sideline. That's a good positive throw and play. I see him a drive starter make a play here and there, and that's all. So you're looking for his growth. But a couple of times, especially early in his arrival, and Mayfield got very lucky because his first drive could have ended in utter disaster. He threw a ball way behind the receiver that they made a great catch on. And then he fumbled the ball on the next snap, and luckily his own lineman picks the ball up. I mean, the ball bounced right to his lineman. I mean, that could have ended in utter disaster right from the start. That's what happens. You know, sometimes the ball bounces the right way. After that, he made some good throws. But Jets may have gotten a little tired last night. Might have got a little worn down. They were on the field a lot. So be it. So to me, where the Jets are, I don't have any issue with where they are right now. They're not a complete team. They're just not. They don't have a lot of playmakers. They don't have a lot of pieces. They need a lot of help. They have some good young players. I mean, Adams is a very good young player. You'd like to get the other safety back. He hasn't played yet this year. They still need an edge rusher. They still need an anchor on the defensive line. I mean, on the offensive line. They need an edge rusher. And you got to make a decision about Williams, who I would not pay a lot of money to. You need an edge rusher. They need a real big anchor to the offensive line, and they need a big-time wide receiver. Those are automatics, and they have the money to get them. That's all there is to it. And that means, listen, you don't have to run and chase somebody who somebody's dumping in season. They can wait to get this next year, so don't overpay to get Bell if he's thrown out there. Don't take every, you know, I heard people saying, well, why don't they get Gordon? You don't want to bring Gordon into the Jets. It'll be a disaster. The Pats can barely tolerate him. And their culture is a completely different one. See, he can't corrode the Pats culture. It cannot be corroded. He could destroy another team that's trying to develop a culture. So you don't bring a guy like that into a culture you're trying to build. Bring him into the Pats. They're completely immune to that stuff. All they'll do is discard him. That culture is already long cemented. You can't impact those guys there. The ones who are there all the time, the ones who have been there for years and are part of the foundation, you can't impact them. They understand. They get it. They know what their job is. They know how it works. They know how the organization works. Come prepared to practice. Know your role. It's helpful if you also know other people's roles. Do your studying. Do your homework. And do your job. That's it. You never have a problem there if you do that. And that's the way they play. And they like tough, versatile, smart players. That's what they do. So he doesn't fit all those molds. But a guy like him, like I said to someone today, I said he's got a 20% chance of being successful somewhere else. He's got a 50% chance of being successful in New England because he cannot affect the rest of the players. They cannot be beat that way or cannot be in any way infected that way. But if you brought him to a team like the Jets, it could be a disaster. Out and out disaster. You don't, as you build this thing, you do not want to bring the wrong person into this culture because it's not built. It's just, it's in its infancy. You don't want to do that. So while some people might get crazy about where the Jets are right now, I'm not crazy. I'm not worried about it. I think they're right where I thought they'd be. You know, they've played 2 games on the road. They've played 1 game at home. They're 1-2. Okay. Didn't think they'd win the Lion game. Thought they'd win one of these other 2 games. The fact that they're 1-2, not a big deal to me. They're going to have some good days. They're going to have some bad days. I watch how Donald is handling things. I want to see him progress. I want to see him make throws and be aggressive and do the things that you want a young quarterback to do. If he does that, then it's all positive. That's what you're trying to get out of this year. Remember, you're not going to be great this year. After week 1, if you thought you were sorry, it wasn't really true. It wasn't going to happen. And the Lions are not world beaters to begin with. So it's going to be a year where you're going to win 6-7 games. And if you do that and develop your quarterback, then you go spend your $90 million and you're on your way. That's the idea. The Giants, we got a whole lot to talk about with them. We already know that Eli Apple and Vernon aren't playing this week, which makes a tough job even tougher. We'll get to that. And we'll get to the Yankees, who are going to probably have to dance this dance with Oakland right to the last couple of days of the season. It is not stopping. It is not going to stop. This weekend, the Yankees have the Orioles. They have the Twins. The dance is not going to stop, and Tampa is going to be a problem. And the Yankees last night again showed you that they have weaknesses. They have got to fix. If they don't, their playoff visit will be a short one. Back after this.